Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening to the show. It is so encouraging to hear and see all of you guys from around the world. We got some new analytics software under the Fight Laugh Feast Network. And just going and looking at, I think there's 30 different countries. That might be a little over exaggeration. Let me just say 15 countries to be safe, but I think it's in like the mid 20s, maybe 30s, of different countries listening to the show. So for those of you in China, those of you in other parts of Asia, Africa, Europe, welcome. I'm so glad you guys are here. I hope that this is beneficial to you, and I hope it helps you in your careers wherever you are, wherever the Lord takes you. If you have any questions for me, anywhere, domestic or foreign, you can reach out to me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can share the show if you're watching this live stream. I'd really appreciate that. We are live streaming on the Cross Politics sites. We're also on YouTube. Don't forget about that business plan contest. If you submit your business plan by March 31st, and I pick it as the best business plan, you will get a swag bag full of HTBT stuff, and you will get an interview on this show to thousands of people around the world. So even if your business is an international business plan, which those are really hard. I had to do one of those for my MBA. Incredibly difficult because you have to do a normal business plan and then factor in working in another country and the culture and the language and all those things, and it's just a lot of work. So if you're doing that though, you'll get advertising in other parts of the world being on this show. Today we are going to talk about three places to find opportunity, and we're going to be talking about different places for you as an entrepreneur, as a small business person, to find opportunity that you might not necessarily look. And there are two videos and one just statistics that we are going to review and then discuss. And they're in different areas that you may not necessarily think to look at for opportunity. Before we do that, go over to crosspolitic.com, soon to be the Fight Laugh Feast Network or FLFnetwork.com, and go become a member. You'll get a cool mug like this. Sip some of that tea, it's delicious. And you can get a whole other host of benefits or clump or group or bundle, however you want to say. You get a lot of benefits to becoming a member. Go check it out. Go see all the benefits you can get. There's such great content that we're putting out all the time there. It will be really great. But make sure you put in HTBT in the memo field when you do, so you get this mug. And then you get some other stuff too from Cross Politic when you become a member. And most of all, you are supporting us as we are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. The first place we are going to look for opportunity and get inspiration from is this one Down syndrome lady who was rejected over and over again. Now, Down syndrome people and the stories that they have of success are really near and dear to my heart because I have a brother who has Down syndrome. I love him to death. He's amazing. And he's just such a full bundle of joy. And it just really tugs at my heartstrings whenever I hear a story of how Down syndrome kids or men or women are succeeding, because this world is so hostile to them. They look to abort them. They have tests for you to run when you're pregnant to see if they are Down syndrome so you can kill them. And it's just so heartbreaking. There's countries where they're doing 100% murders. If you were, 100% abortions, murdering 100% of children with Down syndrome. And it just breaks my heart. And when you read these stories, when you see these stories, you see that every single person that God creates has value. But that's not why we are looking into this. That's kind of just a little insight into me. Let's check out this video of how this Down syndrome person took rejection and adversity and found opportunity in it.
I'm Dr. Bake. I have been taking a baking classes since I was in high school. My name is Claudia Pedal. I am 28, born with Down syndrome. acid one. Also, I have on a cookie company, it's called Core Matisse. I do make 3 different types of cookies. This is my famous cookie. This cookie we are doing right now is chocolate chip cinnamon. Mm-mm, delicious.
Colette went on, I'm going to say, maybe 8 or 9 interviews over the past, over a course of 2.5 years, and always came home with the same kind of email that said she wasn't a good fit.
I was really, really upset, so then I decided to open my own cookie company.
So it really birthed by looking at rejection and how can we empower Colette and what are her skills and what are the things that she enjoys doing that she's good at. And it was baking.
Well, that's a special recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's a secret. Colette is the only one who knows the recipe.
I do. It's really bad. Feminine and love. My vision of my company is really about creating jobs for people who have a disability in them. I know exactly how they feel like who cannot find a paying job, is not fair on them.
One of the passions that she has is for everybody to blend and inclusion be everywhere and there not really be a difference in communities.
Here, should we bring these to the kitchen?
How many do you think you have to bake?
Oh, we're
going to
do the RSM ones and then
just
regular.
Perfect. Yeah.
Colette will have been in business in December for 2 years. And she's done $500,000 of business.
I feel really proud. I feel proud just to have my own business. Having more people is work for me makes me feel confident and happy. So.
She's very empowered. And the most beautiful part about it is along the way of all of that and success happening for her, she can't stop thinking about where she was and all of the other 40 plus million kids that are stuck there that people won't hire, that are very capable like herself. So I think she has realized that this is bigger than just her cookie company. It's now about her becoming kind of a fierce leader and advocate for this whole community.
I get almost a little teary-eyed watching those stories just because it's so near and dear to my heart. I love her attitude. After being rejected, her mom said 8 or 9 times, she didn't complain, she didn't lock herself in the closet, she didn't even focus on her disabilities, which were real. That they are, they're real. She has real disabilities. She is disadvantaged. She has a lot of setbacks, a lot of things that she has to overcome that most people don't. But what did she do? She took matters into her own hands and started a business of her own. If someone else wouldn't hire her, fine. She said, I will hire myself and start my own business. And that is one of the things I love about business and having side hustles is you are taking control of your own finances, your own future, your own employment. And you're making the most of it when other people may not see that in you, or maybe they don't think that you are ready for that promotion or that job. And having your own business is an opportunity for you to prove them wrong and to make the most of what God has made you and created you for. I love, there's so much in this video. I know it's a longer video, but I was going to cut it, but I just didn't know where to cut it because there's so much good stuff in there. She has a mission to hire disability people with disabilities like her. She has a simple menu, which is great. I mean, there's 1,000 different cookies you can make, but she makes only 3. And because of her mission that she's using, she's leveraging her disability into a differentiation from other cookie companies that wouldn't hire her. And because she has a simple menu, she's able to keep costs low. and she's making $500,000, $500,000 in 2 years of business. $250,000 in sales is not bad at all. Just imagine if one of those companies hired her and let her do the marketing and let her make her cookies the way she wanted to make them. That money could have went to that business. So I just love that story. And so the first place I want you to think about where to find opportunity is in rejection, in hardship, in trials. God loves to bring us through these things to help us grow. And when we grow, that's when new opportunities are discovered. When we were smaller, lack for a better word, or we had a narrower view of things, or we were in a different place where God hadn't improved us and built us up to where he wants us to go next, new opportunities are going to come as we grow. So look for opportunity in those hardships. Don't cringe. Don't lock yourself away. Don't be discouraged when you're going through those hard times, but look for the opportunity. All right, next place, we're jumping to another story of another place to find opportunity.
Well, the Small Business Administration has really been critical in terms of helping men and women, small business in general, get access to capital. Give us a status check on that, because I know that you mentioned a moment ago rural areas are still having issues. Where is the biggest growth in access to capital, and where are the challenges?
Well, I can tell you the biggest challenges are in the rural areas. In fact, the president signed an executive order for rural development, and Secretary Perdue and I have signed a memo of understanding that we are going to reach out into the rural areas to help people get those loans. As a matter of fact, the Agriculture Department has about 96,000 people in the field. So with our 68 district offices and our people in the field, we're reaching out and co-marketing to let those folks know what is available for them to help, you know, those businesses in rural areas grow.
Why is it the rural areas? Is it because they just don't have the banks that are there to do the lending? I mean, why are the rural areas such an issue in terms of access to capital for small business?
Well, sometimes it's the penetration of broadband as well.
Okay, so that's good. That's a very good point.
Areas. Also,
yeah. Because they can't, and forget about 5G, yeah. They're not even getting 4G.
That's right. But also, you know, there were a lot of community banks that closed, you know, there for a while. And so now we have more financial lending that is online, you know, for those customers, and we can build more businesses. And that's why the folks in my district offices are always going out into those areas to conduct business sessions for them in our SCORE offices and our SBDC offices around the country to help them know what is available to them.
Something I just noticed while watching this clip again that I wasn't planning on talking about in the show is there's a huge opportunity here for you, a small business person, or some way to get broadband internet to rural areas. Maybe there's an opportunity to partner with a bigger company, or maybe it's to create your own infrastructure with a small city, or partner with some businesses and get some people to come together and invest in a small town where you're at. The reason I wanted to talk about this clip, though, is because the SBA is looking to start giving funds, giving support to businesses in rural areas, which is great for a few reasons. Maybe you have just lost a job. Maybe you are going through adversity like we just talked about, and you're looking to downsize and you're looking to consolidate so that you can save money and you're not spending as much as you're looking for a new job, or you're in the middle of careers and you're not sure where to go or what to do. There's a great opportunity right now to move to a rural area and get support, get a loan, possibly with the SBA, and you're going to be living a lot cheaper because in rural areas, cost of living is a lot lower. And if you're living in Moscow, Idaho, and you want to be next to some great cross-politic people, that's an extra bonus. So here is another area of opportunity for those of you already living in rural areas, or if you are considering moving and you don't know where you want to move, consider the advantages of going to a rural area right now with the SBA, Small Business Association, and all the support that they're doing. They're actively reaching out and trying to help facilitate growing businesses in these rural areas, which I just think is great all around. I'm a big fan of the SBA. The third place to look for opportunity are in special days. And I'm not saying holidays, I mean special days, and Valentine's Day is upon us. Men, women, just this friendly reminder that Valentine's Day is coming up. And I know that you guys spend money on Valentine's Day because I got some statistics right here. The average person spends $69 on Valentine's Day. Women, $41. Men, $95. Wow, that's like twice as much. Talk about gender inequality. Why do men spend twice as much on Valentine's than women? There needs to be a movement, and there needs to be a march about that. These are some other funny ones that I guess I don't need to go on, but I'm going to anyways because they're kind of funny. Married people only spend $57 on Valentine's Day, opposed to engaged people who spend $92, and dating people spend $88. So when you get married, you don't have to spend as much on Valentine's Day, I guess. So there's a big savings in marriage on top of the tax deductions and those things as well. You don't have to spend as much on Valentine's Day. So there's a tip. Get married, save some money on Valentine's Day. So how do you find opportunity in this? Well, with all special days, and I'm saying special days because it doesn't necessarily have to be a holiday, people are going to spend more money than they typically do. So there is opportunity for you who are in the business world already or thinking of starting a business to create packages or critique or brand products or services that you already are selling to those specific days. There's a great resource called the internet where you can search for all these different special days. Some of them are gonna be big like Valentine's Day, and some of them are gonna be smaller for a select group of people. But for each one of them, you could target the groups of people that favor and like those holidays, that celebrate those holidays. It's amazing how much information you can buy on the internet and start tailoring your products to those special days. That's one of the great things about being in America. I don't know if it's a great thing, but it's definitely an opportunity. There's so many days that are celebrated, months that are celebrated, that you could start critiquing and tweaking and packaging and rebranding products for specific days to increase sales. Just think about it. How much money is spent on Valentine's Day and how much is marked up? It's a great opportunity as well to increase your profits. I don't know if you realize, if you buy flowers, you know, throughout the year, that they're astronomically more expensive during Valentine's Day. And that's a good thing. That's capitalism in work, right? Because when demand goes up, prices are going to go up because supply is limited and scarce resources. And that's how a capitalist society rations resources by price, opposed to the government telling everyone how much they can have of things. But anyways, that's a whole nother topic. So that might be a great opportunity for those of you looking to start a business. Maybe it's a business you just want to do on the side and you don't want to be full-time. Maybe you can find a way to market to these people and provide value to these different people throughout the different holidays that we have, or the special days, whatever they can be. All right, so those are the three ways that you can find opportunity. I hope that helps. No, I know that helps. Now go out and seize that opportunity. If you have any questions, comments, you can reach out to me at matthowtobuildatent.com. You can find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. And we will talk to you next time. God bless.